You are listening to KHOL Jackson. This is Meg, and I am talking with Denise Germain, spokesperson for the Grand Teton National Park. And the National Park Service is encouraging public comment on a proposal to remove non-native mountain goats from the Grand Teton National Park and John D. Rockefeller Jr. Memorial Parkway. The park is hosting a public open house on Wednesday, December 12th at the Wirt Hotel in Jack from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Denise, I have some questions just on background. So are mountain goats native to the park?
They are not. Mountain goats are native to some areas in the Rocky Mountain region, but they are not native to Grand Teton National Park.
But bighorn sheep are native to the park, is that correct?
They are, that's correct.
So what is the risk to bighorn sheep from mountain goats specifically?
Well, first, mountain goats are a potential threat to the Teton Range bighorn sheep for transmission of diseases, of pathogens of diseases, and competition for their food and other resources, especially on limited winter ranges in the backcountry here in Grand Teton. So what we're seeing is we're seeing more goats and we're seeing less sheep. And we've got a responsibility as the national park to manage the native populations, specifically when a non-native is putting the native population in jeopardy.
I was hoping you could talk about that a little bit more. What do you feel like the public needs to understand in terms of your role as the park and that responsibility to native species?
As National Park Service employees, or as the National Park, we've got a responsibility to maintain the ecological role of native species. And we also have a responsibility to reduce the potential for a native species to go by the wayside because of a non-native species. So what we're seeing is the sheep are starting to decline and the goats are starting to increase. And the goats definitely have an impact on the population of this really small, pure genetic bighorn sheep population.
And the timing, it sounds like, is critical right now. Is that right?
Well, we've seen the goats, that population, grow rather quickly in the last few years. So we're hoping the sooner that we can move on this, the better. But again, we've got this environmental assessment out, this plan out for review for comments. So we're looking for public comments. So we have not made a decision at this point. We've got the draft out or the environmental assessment out, and we're looking for public comment. So we're hoping folks can, let us know what they're thinking. One of the feedback that we're getting already is, why can't you have a hunt of the goats in the park? Well, first of all, hunting is not allowed in Grand Teton National Park. It's not allowed in most parks. Now, we do have the Hunt Reduction Program, and that was specifically identified in our legislation. So for any hunting to happen within the park, that would need congressional input. We do not have that, and it is not in any of our legislation, enabling legislation. So that's not an option, and I know a lot of people are, thinking that. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit.
I'm glad you mentioned that. And if people are just joining us, I'm talking with Denise Germain, a spokesperson for the Grand Teton National Park, about their proposal to contend with the non-native mountain goat herd that is encroaching upon bighorn sheep territory. And Denise, what is the park proposing to do with the mountain goats?
Through our environmental assessment, we've got three options. The first option is no action, which is usually always an option, but, to do nothing to maintain what we're doing now. The second is to do remove the goats from the park through both lethal and non-lethal methods. And then the third option is to remove the goats through lethal methods. And our proposed at this point is to remove goats, mountain goats, non-native species from Grand Teton National Park through a combination of non-lethal and lethal methods.
And this might be hard for some people to swallow because, of course, the goats are cute and cool looking and they're wild animals, too. So how can people better understand why this is necessary?
I think it goes back to a national park, specifically Grand Teton National Park, and why we are established and what is the focus for us to be here. And part of that mandate, part of our responsibility is to manage native populations for the future. And if at any time something threatens that native population, specifically a non-native species, that we need to be looking at that and look at options on how to manage for the future. And I think because how these populations are actually growing or declining at this point, and the integrity of the bighorn sheep population, we believe it's time to take some action and look at that. So that's what we're proposing right now.
Just to recap for people, the park is hosting a public open house on Wednesday, December 12th at the Wirt Hotel at from 4:30 to 6 p.m. For more additional information and to review the Mountain Goat Management Plan and Environmental Assessment and to provide comment, you can visit parkplanning.nps.gov/mountaingoat, and comments should be submitted to the park by January 6th. Denise, thanks for joining me today.
You bet. Thanks, Meg. Have a great day.
You are listening to your community radio station, KHOL, Jackson.